Are you ready?
I'm ready. Ready, raring to go.
Nick had talked the Colorado game, kind of, these guys were slow to start, slow to get going. Did you do anything this week to sort of address that, make sure guys are a little more ready to go at the kickoff?
Well, yeah. I mean, we try to do that every week, and for whatever reason, from a mindset perspective, we weren't quite our normal selves, and that's my fault. You know, we have to make sure we're dialed in, whether it's Tuesday at 10 a.m. or kickoff.
Had you had concerns going into the game about that?
A little bit, a little bit late. You know, it was. I thought we had a really good week of practice, but you know, as the kickoff approached, there was a different feel to our guys. We talked about it. And hopefully we've remedied that situation.
Something you won't know again until when you get closer to kickoff Saturday.
Yeah, I think our guys will be ready to go.
What are the signs, Mark? How do you get that feeling?
It depends. You know, I think if your team is normally loose and things are quiet, or you know they're normally quiet and you know they get just the opposite of a team's personality, you know, for whatever reason we just didn't have that edge, but we've moved on.
Yeah, John Neal said that it was quieter than usual during warm-ups, whether because of the atmosphere in Folsom or just the team itself. But that team's personality, are they loud talkers? Do they like to be animated during warm-ups? Is that what you've seen?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily animated during warm-ups, but just our normal game day build-up, we didn't have our edge. And I think we're you know, generally probably a little bit looser, more confident type of operation. And we were quieter. There was just not that you know, that urgent edge that you want on game day, and then there's other teams, you know, that I've been a part of that are the exact opposite. That are, if they're talking too much, then it's a bad thing. So it's kind of just getting to know everybody's personality and making sure that we're focused.
Do you try to affect that, or do you have the players? Do you have a couple guys who you can go to say, hey?
Combination of all those things, and that's where, you know, a team is made up of individuals that, you know, some guys want to prepare in silence, some guys need to prepare with, I don't know, Ozzy Osbourne, that finding that middle ground as a team, and feeling their personality is always a you know, ongoing process.
Silence or an Ozzy Osbourne guy?
What's that?
Are you a silence or an Ozzy?
I'm definitely Osbourne? Not. Neither.
What's the music of choice?
I'm not really a big music guy. Yeah, I think you know, we have a couple private traditions as coaches, but I think in general we're a, you know, upbeat. You know, we're not one of those places that you know have to be dead silence before kickoff. I don't think that's natural.
Who are some of those guys who, if you were needing to turn to them and say, hey, play game?
Just our squad leader guys, you know, guys that you know. Yeah.
Mark, yesterday Scott praised the UW secondary. What do you like about them? What makes them so good?
Yeah, their corners are outstanding. I think they're the best tandem we've played against certainly this year and maybe in a long time. And they really rely on those guys to cancel the perimeter. I mean, they're basically playing zero coverage the entire game, no help man coverage, and they've done a great job of it.
Is D'Anthony at full speed?
I don't know. That's a good question. Currently, probably not.
You still like Troy turning kicks if D'Anthony can't go?
It'll be a team effort. You know, hopefully we've got, you know, four or five of those guys that we really believe in and trust. He'll probably be, you know, in that first group, but we'll see.
Who are some of the other guys in that mix?
Keenan Lowe has done a really good job. Thomas Tyner has done a really good job. He, you know, again, kind of like tailback, just needs to do it. You know, he's got some gifts that don't exist elsewhere. Byron Marshall has been solid. I'm gonna forget somebody, but yeah.
How impressed are you with the guys, the freshmen like Johnny Munt and Tyner, who have been thrown in there and really done a good job for you guys?
A little bit, but not much. You know, I think when you recruit those guys, you have a vision for what they're going to be, and then you chart a course to create it as quickly as possible. And you know, we tell guys we don't recruit backups. You know, we don't recruit a guy to come in and sit on the bench. We want him to come in with a mindset of foot on the gas. And if a guy does end up redshirting, which is not the end of the world, then, you know, we'll have that discussion down the road. But those guys did a great job of coming in with an attack mindset of, you know, I'm going to come play, I'm going to come compete, and let the coaches tell me when it's time to go to the scout team.
Mark,
Were you displeased with the backup quarterbacks last weekend?
I think you're unhappy anytime the ball's turned over and, you know, unforced error. They told, all three of our turnovers were by our backups against their starters, and absolutely 100% our fault. And that's not to take anything away from Colorado at that point, but you know, I think that's a mix of forcing the ball. You know, you get a chance to play and you try to create something that's not there, that's not part of our offense, and you know, those guys are the first to admit that. At the same time, that's the learning process, you know, of getting in and just doing your job. You don't have to do anything spectacular, just do your job, and when you are limited, you know, your reps are limited as a backup guy, that can happen.